to a feeling of deep inadequacy as I stand before you. Most Sunday mornings, actually, but on Good Fridays in particular, that how can I bear justice? How can I, as someone pointed out, a whippersnapper of mere 50 years life experience, know anything? Thanks, teenagers. How can I bring sense to these wondrous events? And the good news is, I don't have to explain it, because the work's been done for us. It's not anything we do that matters today. In the face of the magnitude of what we proclaim, we have a story here. A story, like most stories, has many sides, but the one written big and large is the power of human cruelty, the power of empire, the mindless quest for blood of the mob. And one person standing and suffering most horribly at their hands. Part of me in heaven and say, God, where are you? Where are the armies of heaven coming down and fulfilling your justice? And when I stand in that place, I stand with the children of Kiev and Gaza, the starving people of this world, going, God, where are you? And on the other side of the coin, we have Jesus, who in the discussion with Pilate seems to be the one who's driving the show, the one who has the force of empire, the one who you said you and whose army goes, yeah, that one. Seems to be wanting to negotiate his way with this person who's before him. The one who, when being subjected to a torturous death, is spending his time sorting out his household affairs, reaching out in love to John, who always refers to himself as the one Jesus loves, with a sense, I think, of wonder rather than pride. Looking after just as much as he's looking after Mary. The one who holds on and holds on until he can say, it is done. It is accomplished. It is finished. And then in the other gospel it says, he gave up his life. His life was not taken from him. It was given. Response to the brokenness and hatred of this world is, because Jesus knows the truth, that love is greater than any of those forces. And I'm really looking forward to Sunday where I can get up and say, love is greater even than death. That was the faith Jesus went to the cross with. Now, far too much ink has been spilt on the fact of what exactly happened here. Was Jesus dying to appease a vengeful God? Or was Jesus dying so that we know that our view of God is a little bit wrong, and that God loves us so much he will live and die and rise again for us? But in the midst of it all, do those debates really matter? What we know is that Jesus Christ died for us. Jesus Christ took on the worst of the world and did that for us. So whether we are among those who cry out, my God, where are you? Whether you're to think, got life and just need a little bit more, Jesus is there for you today. Jesus is there for me today. And I don't think there's anything better that can be said. To God be the glory. Amen.